The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Home care workers are caught in a social welfare trap, and it's affecting those in receipt of care. It's lengthening the waiting lists and making the sector less attractive. That's according to the CEO of Home and Community Care Ireland, Joseph Musgrave, who's with me in studio. We're also joined by a home care support worker, Louise Murphy, who's on the line. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've been a carer. What are the problems with the sector at the moment? Because there is a huge shortage of people who are willing to do this work.
Yes, there is. Look, of course, we have recruitment issues. That is true. But, you know, we have to address the elephant in the room as well. Today, at the moment, we have thousands of elderly people and they're being left inside in nursing homes and hospitals. And the reality of it is that unless things change for the healthcare worker as well, pay and condition has to be looked at. When we know that the contracts to HSE are giving out at the moment, they're approximately €27 an hour. These are given to the private care mm-hmm. sector who provide home care. And there's only a very small percentage of that that's actually getting to the healthcare worker because obviously they have massive overheads and stuff, maybe on average €11.50 an hour. And they're taking, the healthcare worker has been taxed on that at 20% and they're taking the brunt of the fuel costs as well, Pat, you know.
And so you're saying that €27 an hour is paid to the agency, the provider, and that the person who's actually doing the work gets 11 or €11.50 and perhaps not even a realistic petrol allowance?
Absolutely. That's what I get, only that I took my hours away. I took some of my hours because I would have been previously in management and I had to make a living out of it. And so I happened to stumble upon this website, homecaredirect.ie, which was set up by Michael Harty. He could see the problems in the sector. And so this is after empowering carers to go on there, put up their own price and their own hours, and also the families, that they can actually get onto this website and they can look up a carer for themselves. And, you know, in the UK, Pat, there's a system there where the money is directly given to the families. And this is what we'd like to see here, is that we have choice and that people are given the funding themselves, maybe, where they can actually either go to an agency or go privately.
Okay, so that is something that would address the problem. Now, Joseph, I know you have another way in which the problem might be addressed, and that is the way social welfare is paid, and if people work too many hours, they lose various entitlements.
Yeah, this is a problem we have with part-time work throughout the country. You know, if you take the medical card as an example, which is worth probably around €1,500 a year to somebody, and it gives half the people in the country have one. If you're working part-time, which in home care means working around 3 or 4 clients a week, if you work over that, you know, around 15 hours in home care, or 20 if you're married, you'll lose that entitlement. And home care happens on a part-time basis. A lot of people want to get up at the same time in the morning between 6 and 8 in the morning. They want to go to bed between 9 and 11. So home care structurally, whether it's HSE, whether it's private, whether it's non-profit, is predominantly part-time work, around 70%. So we've created this social welfare trap where to get access to one of the most important benefits you could get access to, which is healthcare, you have to work less hours. So Louise is absolutely right. We have a issue with recruitment. We've been working hard to boost terms and conditions. Our members pay above the living wage, and we're working with the HSE to address a couple of key issues, which I could talk about, around travel time, around continuity of income. But we do need to be clear here that when we talk about overheads, let's not be too dismissive of that. The HSE costs around €40 an hour to provide care. The non-profit sector costs around 35. There's a reason that these costs exist, to provide governance, provide oversight, and provide safety.
You're saying that for the HSE to provide a home carer, it costs the HSE €40 an hour, and that you guys do it for 27. Where's the extra cost for the HSE? I mean, are there pension entitlements, holiday entitlements that you guys don't offer to people?
If you included the same terms and conditions that the HSE give to their staff, it would probably cost us around €33 an hour to provide care, the HSE terms and conditions that they set to pay providers preclude things like payment for travel time and mileage. They don't allow the providers to charge the HSE for that. They say you can't, you've just got to provide for the care. So what we're working with the
HSE... You're saying the HSE does allow, so if
No, they don't allow it. They don't allow it under the terms and conditions.
For their own staff?
Only for their own staff. They don't allow non-profit.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where the extra cost might come in, because if it takes you half an hour to go there, half an hour to come back, and you do 2 hours while you're there, that's not a two-hour payment. It's a three-hour payment.
Yeah, but it's not a 13 euro an hour difference, Pat. And the key difference here, and one of the things we have to address, in addition to terms and conditions issues, which we're engaged with the HSE, I have a meeting later today on that, is this part-time social welfare trap we've created in this country, where to get access to a medical card, to get access to healthcare, you've got to work less hours.
I just
hours.
Want to get down to the brass tacks here, though. If you guys are doing it, as you say, more cheaply than the HSE, but still, of the 27 euro that you get, only 11.50 goes to the person who's actually doing the work.
No, it's
that's a huge margin to explain, because you have administration, of course, but an administrator doing a 40-hour week would be able to process a hell of a lot of people and their hourly rates.
Well, it's around 13 euros that a member of staff, a carer, gets, and then you have insurance costs, which we know are a problem in this country, and insurance reform is ongoing, but insurance costs have gone up during COVID.
So are they insured? Each of your workers is insured?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. Whereas some of these other methods that Louise talks about, you don't have the governance oversight, you don't have the clinical oversight, there's the insurance cost. It also costs around 2,000 euros to recruit a carer, and recruitment is ongoing. So the providers have to stump up a lot of cash in order to keep the system moving. But when you look at the performance, look at North Dublin. North Dublin is 100% outsourced and is the best performing CHO when it comes to waiting times. They have no waiting list for home care right now. The waiting list is an average 1 or 2 weeks. Whereas you go to other parts of the country that have a different mix, you can be waiting 3 months in parts of Galway where the provision is different. So the private sector is more efficient. So we can't just attack the overheads as some sort of phantom thing that people are trying to extract money from. There's a reason the system exists as it is, and we need to improve it.
They would say, look, you guys are for profit. The state is non-profit. So therefore, you guys have to be dearer. You wouldn't be in the business if you weren't making money, and I can understand that.
No, non-profit is not an excuse to be inefficient, and that's the key difference maker. The private sector has modern systems of rostering. It does need to improve. We need to improve terms and conditions for staff. That's absolutely true, but we also got the social welfare problem.
Okay, you make some very strong points there. I'll go back finally to Louise. Louise, I know you want to do this, you know, the money follows the person who's being cared for, and they can do it in an ad hoc way, locally, well, and so on. But the insurance business and all of that, would you have a concern?
We're on our private platform, we're all insured and qualified and guard vetted. And I might just add, we're not against these private agencies at all, Pat. We need everyone we can get now. But they are constantly recruiting. And I know I'm working in it, and they leave. The carers are leaving because they can't make a living out of it. And all we're saying is, can we not have choice here where we all work together? And we've hundreds of carers, Pat, on our platform just waiting to be employed on Home Care Direct. And we can't get these packages. And there's people being left inside in the hospitals as a result of this. The HSE look after their staff very well, and they have a pension and they're paid well. And we would like to see a pay scale for all qualified healthcare workers across the board, not just with the HSE.
Yeah. And finally, that point made by Joseph about social welfare trap. Does that apply to many of the people that you know who are caring? They have a social welfare entitlement, they lose lots of things if they work too many hours.
They have a set amount of hours. That is true. There is a proportion of workers who they can't do more than, say, 19 hours a week or something. That's correct. That would be correct. That's another area, really. There's a lot right across the board. But what we're looking for is to give people choice, basically. And surely we can all work together to do that for the most vulnerable in our society, you know.
Okay. And finally, I'll go back to you, Joseph. The question of availability of packages. It seems the money is there, but that the people to staff the packages is not.
This is true. Over the last 2 years, we have worked hard to boost the budget for home care. That's been done, a big credit to the last two governments for doing that. But I warned them 2 years ago, if you don't have a workforce strategy, we have no workforce strategy for the home care sector. I said, if you don't have one, we'll have these problems, and that's what's being worked on right
now. The money's there, but the people are not. Joseph Musgrave, CEO of Home and Community Care Ireland, and Louise Murphy, home care support worker. Thank you both very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.